Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Bonjour, my name is Chris Scott, and I'm here with Thibaut Montchilard from Mayo Cooperage in Burgundy. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Excellent. We're going to be talking a wee bit about Milieu and also a wee bit about how to make barrels. But how long, Thibaut, how long have you been working at Milieu?
Recently, because we have just bought Mayo Cooperage last year. But I'm a master cooper and I work since 15 years on cooperage. And we bought the cooperage, Mayo Cooperage, with Jean-Luc Sylvain, is a big cooperage near Bordeaux in Libourne. And in Burgundy, Mayo is a small cooperage. We made artisanal barrels and a good quality for with prestigious wood. And we produce 3,000 barrels per year.
That's not many barrels, though, is it?
No, it's not many. We export 70%, mm-hmm. and we export in Stade or Italy, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, mm-hmm. and it's very important to export for the cooperage, French yeah. cooperage. Mm.
And if you export 70% of your barrels, that means that it must be...
In Burgundy, we sold 500 barrels by year.
Who in Burgundy uses your barrels?
My customer is on the Côte de Beaune and Côte de Nuit. Mm-hmm. We have more customers near Gevrey-Chambertin, Chambol, Vaune-Romanée, and Chassagne in the Côte de Beaune, and Côte Chalonnaise, Ruilly, Givry, Mercure, all the Burgundy.
And how much is a barrel worth, you know, a typical Burgundian barrel?
In Burgundy, the price is 600 euros.
Roughly 600 euros. That's quite a lot for a bit of oak, isn't it?
Yes, but the wood is more expensive. Mm. We bought 1 cubic meter near 3,500 euros for 1 cubic meter of wood.
3,500 euros. And yes. how many barrels does that make?
Usually 10 barrels for 1 cubic meter.
Oh, so the cost will over half the value of the barrel.
Yes, it is. We bought a French oak in Mayo Cooperage. We bought only ONF, Wood Forest of France, of government, and because it's very prestigious and good quality, very good quality.
What is ONF?
It's an organization of French forest.
And do you get all your wood from the same forest?
We bought only to ONF because 90% of forest is a government.
Oh, that's quite a bit, isn't it?
Because all the forests are very old, mm-hmm. and before it's all made a boat, and we bought the prestigious, and it's the big wood, and very tall, and mm-hmm. very fine. This wood is the best of the French wood.
Where are the forests that you buy your wood from?
We bought wood in the center of France. For example, Bertrange, Bercé, Troncet is very important, and another Nevers, and in Vosges too, because it's good quality and it's very interesting, the Vosges wood for the Chardonnay.
Okay, we'll get onto that later on. So you buy oak from all over the place. Do you make barrels from, say, Vosges only, or do you mix the wood up?
No, we bought only barrels for the white wine, for the Chardonnay, with the Vosges. Mm-hmm. And for the red wine, you use another forest, the center of forest, the center of France.
Okay.
Only. Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because the Vosges is more aromatic, And the blend with the Vosges is very interesting for the Chardonnay, because the Chardonnay is more minerality and acidity, and is there is a good complexity to this wood.
And do people try using other oak barrels for Chardonnay or in Burgundy?
Yes, we can use the wood center forest. You can use, but with the Chardonnay is the best is the Vosges. Hmm.
I heard during World War II there was a lot of fighting in the forests, and many of the trees had bullets and shrapnel embedded in the wood. Is that a problem, as far as you're aware?
No, there is no problems, because when we bought a tree in a forest, after the tree go on the merandrie, is for made a stave for made barrels, and if there is object, we use just a good tree.
Do you buy trees? It's not just staves. You go to the forest and say, "I'll have that tree there."
Yes.
Really?
Yes, really. Because a cooper go on the forest for look of the tree and bought them if it's a good quality. And
the wood comes in planks, you know, strips of wood that aren't they're sort of like a rough stave shape. Do you make those staves, or do they turn up like that?
Yes, we do the stave in another workshop, and after he deliver me for dry the wood.
Okay.
In Merieux Wood Park.
Mm-hmm. And how do you choose a tree?
For the barrels, a big tree and no more branches.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't use the branches.
The trees aren't wild trees that you choose. They're grown specifically for barrels.
Yes, it's a prestigious tree, only for the barrels.
Sure. How long do the trees take to grow?
The tree has 150 years.
150 years.
Is the minimum.
Mm. Yeah, minimum. Mm. Okay, it's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yes, very. Because it's for the grain, the fine grain, and for the good quality for the wine.
Yeah, the slower the tree grows, the finer the grain, isn't it? Mm. So, and often, the cooler the place, the slower the tree, the finer the grain. Is that right? And if you grow, say, oak trees in a hot place, they grow quite fast, and you have big pores, more grain, less grain. Is that right?
Yes. And for the wine, we need a medium grain or fry grain.
Mm-hmm.
No big grain, because there is more tannin and is more dominant. The tannin is more dominant for the wine. And
okay.
If we want to respect the fruit of the wine, we must use a fine grain or medium grain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, for example, the Limousin, the forest of the Limousin, is the wood is a big grain, and you can use this wood for made barrels for the cognac only, only for alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Because for alcohol, you don't need, you don't use the tannin, but you toast heavy the barrels for the colors,
yep,
for the alcohol. But the wine is very opposite. Is just for the tannin, and you need a fine tannin and discreet wood.
Okay, Thibault, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.